Okay, so let's start with a scenario. I think this is one that probably keeps a lot of founders up at night. You've built this beast of a product. It's amazing. It works. It solves these really complex problems, but the market has no idea you exist because you just can't explain what you do fast enough or, cheaply enough to the people who really need it.
It is the classic B2B nightmare. You have a high utility product,
Right.
but you have very low mental availability.
And the usual advice is, start a media company. Go on TikTok, start a podcast, write a blog.
Which is easy to say.
So easy to say, but we all know the reality of that. It's expensive, it is so slow, and frankly, it's just exhausting.
It's a huge operational bottleneck. To do that, you need a media team. And most software companies, they just don't have the margins to go hire writers and editors and videographers and audio engineers just to get a few leads.
So today we're doing something a little different. We're running a strategic simulation. We're taking a real-world company dash, which is a major platform for sports facility management, and we're going to pair them with this new piece of infrastructure called Auto Content API.
And I think we need to set the stage here.
Yeah.
We're not talking about using like ChatGPT to write a few tweets.
Yeah.
The source material we have on Auto Content describes it as an industrial engine. This is about programmatic, scalable content creation.
Right. The whole mission is to see if a company like Dash can use this API to solve that production bottleneck we just talked about. I mean, can they basically replicate the output of a 20-person marketing team just using code?
It's a question of economics, really, as much as it is technology. Can you move the cost of your content from dollars down to like pennies? If you can do that, you fundamentally change how you grow a business.
Okay, so let's look at our subject first. Dash. If you go to their site, dashplatform.com, you see right away this is a massive piece of software.
It is. It's an all-in-one solution for sports facilities, ice rinks, soccer complexes, community rec centers.
And that variety, and that's exactly where the problem starts, right? From a marketing perspective.
Absolutely. Think about the user base here. You've got a guy running a local ice rink, and he's worried about, Zamboni scheduling and hourly ice rentals.
And then you have a parks and rec director who's managing 50 different fields and dealing with government grants.
And then a gymnastics studio owner who's worried about liability waivers and class signups.
Totally different problems.
They are distinct buyers with very distinct pain points. So, in a perfect world, Dash would have a dedicated marketing strategy for every single one of them. They'd have a gymnastics podcast, an ice rink video series.
A parks funding
Yep.
blog, right. But doing that manually is just, it's financial suicide. You can't hire five different teams.
No.
So companies like Dash, they usually end up with this really generic messaging. We help you manage your facility. It's safe, but it's so boring.
And boring gets absolutely crushed in what the auto content source calls content saturation. The barrier to distribution is zero. It costs nothing to upload to YouTube or Spotify. So the volume of content out there is basically infinite. To compete, you need high volume and high relevance.
This is where I want to push back a little on the tech, though,
Yeah.
because we've heard about AI content for a while now, and usually it just means, low quality spam. How is this Auto Content API any different from just asking a chatbot to write a blog post?
The key word is API. It stands for Application Programming Interface. A consumer tool like ChatGPT is a chat interface. You type, it replies. It's a manual process.
Okay.
An API is infrastructure. It allows Dash's servers to talk directly to Auto Content servers. It decouples the idea for the content from the production of the content.
Give me a concrete example. How does that actually work for Dash? Well, let's talk video because that's usually the most expensive bottleneck there is.
Okay, perfect. So let's look at Dash's landing pages. They have one page specifically for ice sports management. Right now, it's mostly text. To get a video on that page, they traditionally have to hire a crew, fly them out to a rink, film for a day, edit for a week. The cost, maybe $5,000, even $10,000.
And that is just for one video. If they have, what, 20 different facility types? That's over $100,000 just for intro videos.
Exactly. With the Auto Content API, the workflow just
Yeah.
changes completely. Dash sends the URL of that ice rink page to what's called the explainer video endpoint.
So they just send the link?
Just the link. The API then analyzes the text, and it's not just looking for keywords, it's understanding the semantic structure of the value proposition. It pulls relevant stock footage, ice skates, hockey nets, crowds, adds a voiceover, subtitles, and then it renders a 60 to 90 second video.
But does it look good? I mean, we've all seen those janky AI videos where the stock footage makes absolutely no sense.
That is the risk, sure. But the industrial engine approach implies a much higher level of control than, say, a consumer tool.
Mm-hmm.
And look, we're not trying to win an Oscar here.
Okay.
We're trying to increase dwell time.
Ah, right. The source mentioned that statistic that pages with video are something like 53 times more likely to rank on page one of Google.
And that number is staggering, but you have to understand why. It's not magic. It's because when a user lands on the page, if they watch a video for 60 seconds, they're not bouncing back to Google immediately.
And that signals to Google that the page is high quality.
It's a massive quality signal.
Yeah.
So even if a video isn't, you know, Spielberg quality, if it accurately explains the drag and drop scheduler, it does the job.
It's functional.
It is functional video.
Right.
Precisely. And the cost. The source says it uses about 400 credits. On their business plan, that works out to roughly 4 euros.
€4 versus $5,000. That is a 99.9% reduction in cost.
And that changes the entire strategy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Suddenly you don't just make a video for the homepage. You make a video for every single feature, how to use the registration form, how to export financial reports. You can flood your help center with video because the marginal cost of production is effectively zero.
Okay, that covers the horizontal explainer style video. But the internet is vertical now. TikTok, Reels, YouTube Shorts. This is where companies really struggle because that content feels so human. It needs a face.
This is the mental availability battle. You have to be seen daily to stay top of mind. And auto content has an endpoint for faceless vertical videos that use AI avatars.
Now, hold on. This is where I get skeptical. If I'm a facility manager and I see a video on my LinkedIn of an AI avatar talking about Dash, doesn't that just feel cheap? Doesn't it hit the uncanny valley?
It's a valid concern. It really is. If you try to pass it off as a real human connection, yeah, it might backfire. But think about the use case. Dash has a success stories section on their site.
Right.
They have a great testimonial from Chris Churn at Veta Sports. He says, Dash has proven to be a great decision for us.
Right. Great quote. But it's just text on a website. I mean, who reads that?
Exactly. So Dash takes that text, feeds it to the API, and it generates a vertical video where a professional looking avatar delivers that quote. It's not pretending to be Chris Turin. It's a dynamic presentation of a testimonial.
So it's just turning static text into something that's a scroll stopper.
That's the whole game.
Yeah.
It's about format. People would rather watch a 15-second avatar video than read a block or text.
Yeah.
And because it costs pennies, you can A-B test everything. Run one version with a male avatar, one with a female avatar, one with a slightly different script. You could never do that with a human film crew.
Okay, let's shift gears to the audio side. Because I think this is where Dash can solve a really specific user problem. We talked about the facility manager. Let's call him Dave. Dave runs a rec center.
Okay, Dave. So Dave is not sitting at a desk, right?
No way. He's walking the floor. He's fixing the scoreboard. He's dealing with an angry parent. He's, you know, checking the pool chemicals.
He has zero time to read a 2,000-word blog post about optimizing revenue streams.
None. But he has time to listen. He's in his truck, he's on his commute, or he's just walking the facility with his AirPods in.
This is the audio revolution the source talks about.
Right. And the source compares auto content to Notebook LM, which is that Google tool that everyone's playing with right now. But Notebook LM is a consumer toy, isn't it? You upload a PDF and it makes a podcast.
Right. Notebook LM is fantastic, but it's manual. You have to go to the website, upload the file, wait, then download. AutoContent is the programmable version of that.
So walk me through the architecture. How does Dash actually implement something like this?
It would probably be a webhook workflow. Dash uses a CMS, maybe WordPress or Webflow, to publish their blog. They'd set up an automation with a tool like make.com. So when a new blog post goes live, a webhook fires.
And it sends the topic of the blog to the AutoContent API.
Correct. The API then analyzes the text, it writes a script for two speakers, like a host and an expert, and it synthesizes the audio using what they call multi-speaker dynamics. So it creates a conversational back and forth, not just a robot reading paragraphs.
And it creates the RSS feed and everything.
Yep. It hosts the audio, creates the cover art, generates show notes, and pushes it all to Spotify and Apple Podcasts automatically. So Dave, the facility manager, he gets in his truck, checks Spotify, and there's a new 10-minute episode from Dash explaining the new features.
That's really powerful. It turns a software company into a media broadcaster without ever needing a studio. But I want to go a step further. Marketing's one thing. What about support?
This is huge for churn reduction. Seamless customer communications is a big promise that Dash makes. Imagine if every single one of their support articles, how to set up a league, how to refund a customer, was automatically available as an audio guide.
So Deuce can literally listen to how to fix the schedule while he's walking across the parking lot to the office.
Exactly. You're meeting the customer where they are physically, not just digitally, and you're doing it with assets you already have. You've already written the support docs. The API just unlocks a whole new medium for them.
Okay, so we've got video for acquisition, audio for retention, and I want to talk about authority. Dash wants to be the thought leader, right? They want to be the ones telling the industry where things are headed.
Which usually requires a team of analysts. You need people reading government reports on recreation funding, mm-hmm. tracking trends in youth sports.
Monitoring competitors, yeah.
But auto content has this deep research endpoint. How does that differ from just, you know, Googling something?
Yeah.
Standard LLMs, like the basic version of ChatGPT, they have a knowledge cutoff. They don't know what happened today. This deep research endpoint, it uses agents, these are autonomous bots, that can browse the live web.
So Dash could program a recurring research task.
Right. Monday morning, 8:00 a.m., the API triggers a task.
Okay.
Scan for the latest news on municipal park funding grants for 2026. The agent then visits government sites, reads news articles, checks industry blogs.
And just doesn't just give you a list of links, I assume?
No. It synthesizes. It reads all the content, cross-references it, and generates a structured briefing document.
And because this is an API...
You can chain it. The output of that research agent becomes the input for the content generator. So by 9:00 a.m., the system has researched the news, written a script, and produced a weekly industry update podcast and video.
Wow. So without a human even lifting a finger, that sounds almost dangerous, though. I mean, what about hallucinations? What if the agent just gets it wrong?
That's the critical risk. You cannot run this completely blind. You absolutely need a human in the loop for that final approval, especially for news.
Okay.
But think about the efficiency. The human isn't doing the searching or the drafting. They're just the editor. You basically turn one person into an entire newsroom.
Okay, I want to get into the strategy that I think is maybe the most aggressive. Programmatic SEO. You mentioned thin content earlier. Explain that concept.
So a really common SEO strategy is to create landing pages for every location you serve. League management software often. League management software Seattle, Chicago, and so on.
I see those all the time. And they're usually identical pages, just with the city name swapped out.
And Google hates that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they call it thin content or doorway pages. They'll penalize you and just bury your site. To rank, every single page needs to have unique value.
But you can't manually write 1,000 unique guides for 1,000 different cities.
Not with humans, no. But with the API, Dash could combine these strategies we've talked about. For the Austin page, they'd use the research endpoint to find specific data on Austin sports leagues. Maybe the number of fields, local weather patterns for outdoor sports, things like that.
So it finds actual local context.
Right. It generates a unique 500-word guide for Austin. Then it generates a unique 60-second video intro specifically mentioning Austin. Then a unique audio summary.
So to Google, this looks like a highly rich multimedia resource that's specifically about Austin.
Exactly. It's programmatic uniqueness. You're signaling this incredible information density. You're not spamming. You're actually creating 1,000 useful pages at scale.
That's the difference between a growth hack and a real strategy. But there is one final frontier here. The world is much bigger than just English. Dash implies they have a global reach, but I assume their content is all in English right now.
And now it limits their total addressable market, their TAM. The auto content source highlights support for over 50 languages.
So we take that podcast we made for Dave, the facility manager.
And we simply pass a language parameter in the API call. Longs for Spanish. Longs for Japanese. The API doesn't just translate the text. It resynthesizes the entire audio with native-sounding AI voices in that language.
So in an instant, Dash has a Spanish podcast, a French video series, a Japanese blog.
Without hiring a single country manager, without opening an office in Madrid or Tokyo, they can test an entire market for the cost of a few API credits. If they see traction in Spain, then they hire a sales team. It completely flips the expansion model on its head.
It's incredible to think about the leverage here. We've gone from a bottlenecked software company to a global, multimedia, multilingual broadcaster.
And the most important part is that this isn't science fiction. This tech exists today. The endpoints are there. The only barrier is just the implementation.
So let's wrap this up with a reality check. If I'm a listener and I'm running a business and I am not doing this, what happens?
Look, we are entering an era of... what you could call industrial content. If your competitor adopts this kind of infrastructure, they can outproduce you 100-to-1. They will own the search results. They will own the mental availability. They will provide better support through audio.
And they'll do it with way lower overhead.
Much lower. If you're still relying on artisanal content, you know, handcrafting every single tweet and blog post, you are bringing a knife to a nuclear fight. You might produce better art, but you will lose the war for attention.
That's a pretty terrifying thought to end on.
It is, but it's a necessary one.
The factory is open. You either, what, build one yourself or you have to compete against one.
That's the reality.
We'll leave you to chew on that. Check out Dash to see the platform. And if you want to see the engine we talked about, look up Auto Content API. Thanks for listening.
See you next time.